Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of this program here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
And it appears that we have crashed the Blender bot. But I don't think we should take the responsibility for it, but
working on it, man. It's not as much fun. I prefer Replica because Replica says stupid stuff. BlenderBot is so well programmed and so well designed that I can't get it to say anything stupid.
Really?
I mean, it just... I asked it, what does it think causes sudden adult death syndrome, mm-hmm. and it just spit out a generic copy-paste of...
From WebMD
or something like that. And then it was like, my cousin died of SADS 2 years ago or whatever.
The bot tells you this.
Yes. And his mom also died from cancer 2 years ago. It's like having a conversation with a really boring person.
So you're talking, by the way, this is a technology that is being released by Meta, which is a company that owns Facebook. It is open to anybody who wants to test it out. It's at blenderbot.ai. Obviously, they're going to be recording conversations and using that information to purportedly, make this bot better. But it is interesting to see where the technology is at, and as far as I know, this is one of the biggest companies that has released technology like this. The Google Lambda bot is completely closed. It's in-house. They're not letting anybody access that except Google researchers. This one's out there, and it finally let me in. I'd been trying to get in for...
It asked me about my opinion on SADS.
Oh, okay.
I said SADS is probably caused by the COVID-19 vaccines. It immediately changed the subject to whether or not I have any fun travel plans.
So it's blenderbot.ai.
It did pimp cdc.gov before it changed the subject.
Yeah, we figured it was going to do that.
Yeah.
But it was telling me it was busy for a while, so I couldn't even get in. So its servers are sound like they're getting slammed. And that is one of the problems with this AI. It's really taking off. I mean, AI in general is taking off as very, very popular. And it led me to something that I've had in show prep now for a few weeks we haven't had a chance to talk about, but I definitely wanted to have you on the show, Aria, and you as well, Nobody, even though you haven't taken the time to explore in depth the artificial intelligence machine learning art generation projects. You've seen some of what it has generated, so you may be able to comment here as well, especially as the tech guy.
Yeah, it thinks I'm red.
In the studio. It thinks you're red?
Yeah.
Oh, no, right, when we put in Nobody into one of the generators. So, to bring you up to speed on this, if you don't know what we're talking about, there are various different artificial intelligence programs out there that exist not for the purpose of chatting, which is what we've been discussing, but for the purpose of generating artwork.
And they're all fun to play with, to one degree or another.
They are incredibly fun to play with. And
just don't tell Bonnie.
Don't tell Bonnie?
Bonnie hates AI.
Oh, she's
it's
been having
joke.
Fun. She's been having. She doesn't like. You're right about that. She is not a fan of Lambda and the idea of robots and artificial intelligence. But even she would admit she's been having a lot of fun with these
awesome
art generators because they're pretty entertaining. So there's a bunch.
They are, and they can get really complex as you insert more and more stupid things into them.
Yes, and so I've got a few stories here, one from Popular Science, one from Wired, and New Atlas, looking at this technology, and so I'll start with Wired. They talk about Hugging Face, a company that hosts open-source artificial intelligence projects, saw traffic to an AI generation tool called AI image generation tool called DALL-E Mini skyrocket on June 6th this year. The outwardly simple app, which generates 9 images in response to any typed text prompt, was launched nearly a year ago by an independent developer. But after some recent improvements and a few viral tweets, its ability to crudely sketch all manner of surreal, hilarious, and even nightmarish visions suddenly became meme magic. Behold its renditions of, and then they link to several different options. You can go and look at somebody's creations, like Thanos looking for his mom at Walmart. Drunk shirtless guys wandering around Mordor, CCTV camera footage of Darth Vader breakdancing, and a hamster Godzilla in a sombrero attacking Tokyo.
And that last one is so close to something that I put into it. I love it. I need to check this out. What was that? A hamster wearing a sombrero attacking Tokyo?
Yeah, I'll share the link to you here. It's hosted on a Twitter account called Weird Dolly. It's Weird Dolly Mini Generations.
Are there any of these that are not weird? I mean,
they're very weird. Yeah.
Who's going to Dolly and inputting, you know, normal text like, I want to see a sunrise.
As more people created and shared Dolly Mini images on Twitter and Reddit, and more new users arrived, Hugging Face saw its servers overwhelmed with traffic. Our engineers didn't sleep for the first night, said Clement DeLange, the CEO of the company, on a video call from his home. He said, really, it's hard to serve these models at scale. They had to fix everything. In recent weeks, Dolly Mini has been serving up around 50,000 images per day. Their viral moment doesn't just herald a new way to make memes. It also provides an early look at what can happen when AI tools that make imagery and ordered imagery to order become widely available, and a reminder of the uncertainties about their possible impact. Algorithms that generate custom photography and artwork might transform art and help businesses with marketing, but they could also have the power to manipulate and mislead. So one of the really interesting things about this, and another story that I have, is about how this could possibly affect certain industries. Like, for instance, think about the business of clip art or stock photography. Like, if you go and you want to get a picture of bacon, eggs, and cheese or whatever, right? Like, some sort of thing that is pretty generic. You're writing a blog, and you need a picture of whatever it is you're looking for.
Yeah, there are these, I've been there. Yeah. Just steal it from Google.
Well, and you could do that. But what will happen in some cases is if the copyright owner of that image, in some cases, you know, Associated Press or whoever it is that has, you know, copyright on that image, sees you using that image, they can send a cease and desist. They have attorneys whose sole job
is... That's great. I have shredders.
What do you mean? Oh, you wouldn't care about it. I get where you're coming from, but some companies are very concerned.
Sure, and you know, someone like Fox News or whatever would care about this sort of thing.
Yeah, so you know, they're very, very careful with how they acquire these images, and so there are whole companies that make their living providing stock imagery, right? Oh, you want to look up, like I said, bacon and eggs, you type it in, and somebody's got a picture of bacon and eggs, you just have to pay them for it, and then you can use it. Well, now you can just go to one of these artificial intelligence generators, and you can type in whatever you want, and it's going to cook up an image for you. Now, the ones on the...
It may not be a good image.
Some of them are, some of them aren't. That's the thing. The Dolly Mini tool, which you and I have experimented with, Aria, and anybody can use, by the way, they put it up for anybody at crayon.com. It's spelled differently, C-R-A-I, like artificial intelligence, Y-O-N.com, crayon.com. You just type in whatever you want to see, and it cooks up 9 different variations on that for you, and you can click on it, and it'll show you the larger version, and you can save it. And it's yours to use how you want. Even though you didn't quote-unquote create it, the machine created it. You gave it the prompt. It gave you the image, and it's now your image. So you can do what you want with it. And so that's a very interesting...
I'm surprised to hear that the owners of Dolly aren't claiming ownership over the images that Dolly has generated.
Yeah, not only is Dolly not doing, or the Dolly Mini project, as I understand it, not doing that, neither is some of the other ones out there, which are more advanced, like Midjourney is one of them, and then Dolly 2, which is not related to the Dolly Mini, as we'll learn here in just a moment. So that's one of the other interesting aspects, is this can threaten... You know, some real existing established businesses, and
I hope so, because
they're not happy about it.
The only reason some of these institutions or these business models exist in the first place is because of dumb intellectual property laws.
Exactly.
So if we have to have an art generation bot to destroy,
to get around that.
Yeah, no, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, me too.
Copyright is brain damage.
Yeah, the dumb law shouldn't have existed in the first place.
Dolly was inspired by a more powerful AI image making tool called DALL-E. Now, by the way, it's spelled DALL-E. It's a portmanteau of Salvador Dali and WALL-E, which is the old Pixar movie.
An adorable movie.
It was. Revealed by AI research company OpenAI in January 2021, DALL-E is more powerful but is not openly available due to concerns that it will be misused.
How powerful is this thing?
It's better at making images look more realistic, basically. So, you know, whereas when you type in Joe Biden getting slimed or something, which I made one of those on DALL-E 2, you can't see his face real clear. It doesn't look real great. But it's clearly still Joe Biden, but not, like,
right,
crisp. It does weird things with people's faces. Apparently, DALL-E 2 is much better at cooking up imagery that's more photorealistic. There's more coming up here, so let's talk about the misuse, that what they're calling potential for misuse.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Yeah.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about artificial intelligence and not the chatbot form that we had discussed a few weeks ago with the Google Lambda, and we talked about again tonight with the new Facebook chatbot called Blenderbot.ai. Not that kind. We're talking about the artistic form now. The ones that are essentially taking a bunch of input. So basically, sort of like the chatbots, where they scrape data from the entire internet as far as information. They collect that information and they categorize it in whatever way that they do with their machine learning. I don't know how all that works. That's the behind-the-scenes tech stuff. But they do the same thing with image data on the internet. And that's all cataloged and, you know, labeled however it is in their database. And then you can come along to a website like Crayon, C-R-A-I-Y-O-N.com, and you can type in whatever, they call it a prompt, whatever prompt you want to see. And this robot will do what its best, it will do its damn best to come up with imagery that represents your text description. And sometimes it is amazingly accurate. Sometimes it is amazingly hilarious. And it's almost always entertaining. And that's what we're talking about here tonight. If you want to weigh in, you can join us at 603-283-6160. Did you want to say something before I go on?
No, I was just curious. So I entered Free Talk Live into Crayon. I want to see what it's going to generate because it's impressive to me what these things do. Like if you were to tell Joe Biden, you know, it would immediately pull up some characteristics that are unique to Joe Biden, mm-hmm. like gray hair and stuff like that. But it would find some essence of Joe Biden.
I think he's not the only one with gray hair.
No, that's what I was about to get into. It would find some essence of Joe Biden that no matter how much it screwed up the face, if you just took that image and you shared it on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, people would recognize it as Joe Biden. So it has some way of identifying some characteristics that, you know, you would expect to find in a caricature or something like that, and making it key to the image. It's fascinating how it does it.
It really is. And so we're looking at a couple different stories here. I've got one from Wired where they're talking about this Dolly, the one that we're talking about specifically, which is called Dolly Mini, or at least it was until apparently they were asked to change the name, as I'll reveal here in a moment. But it's become common, this is Wired magazine, for breakthroughs in AI research to be quickly replicated elsewhere, often within months. And DALL-E was no exception. Boris DeYama, a machine learning consultant based in Houston, Texas, says he was fascinated by the original DALL-E research paper. Although OpenAI, which is poorly named as a company, it sounds like open source, right? OpenAI, we're going to let everybody into our code. No, no, no.
They would never do that, though.
They didn't release any code. But that said, this guy, DeYama, was able to knock together the first version of DALL-E Mini at a hackathon. It was organized by the company Hugging Face, that apparently runs the software now, and Google in July of 2021. The first version produced low-quality images that were often difficult to recognize, but DeYama has continued to improve on it since. Last week, he rebranded his project as Crayon after OpenAI requested he change its name to avoid confusion with the original DALL-E project. The new site displays ads, and DeYama is planning on a premium version of his image generator. DALL-E's images, or DALL-E Mini's images, so again, there's a difference. There's DALL-E, which was made by a company called OpenAI, and that is not open. You cannot see the source code, and you can't even use it. And then there's now DALL-E Mini, which has now been renamed to Crayon. That's what we're talking about here. It has a distinctly alien look. Often, objects are often distorted and smudged, and people appear with faces or body parts missing or mangled. But it's usually possible to recognize what it's attempting to depict, and comparing the AI's sometimes unhinged output with the original prompt is often fun. And when we first came across this, we were just having so much fun with it. Me and Bonnie putting all kinds of really wild, what we consider to be wild, which was nowhere near as creative as some of the people that use this stuff. I mean, if you go on to social media and search for DALL-E or DALL-E Mini or Crayon or these things, you'll find some really creative stuff that people have come up with.
Yeah, I just did Joe Biden eating a banana in a bubble bath, and it's pretty good, man. I mean, here's a little happy, childlike Joe Biden eating a banana while in a bubble bath. It's exactly what you would expect.
Yep. So the AI model behind DALL-E Mini makes images by drawing on statistical patterns it gleaned from analyzing 30 million labeled images to extract connections between words and pixels. They compiled the training data from several public image collections gathered from the web, including one that was released by OpenAI. The system can make mistakes partially because it lacks a real understanding of how objects should behave in the physical world. Now, switching over here to the Popular Science article on the exact same discussion, they talk about how there's now this new DALL-E. So there was the original DALL-E, and now OpenAI has come out with DALL-E 2. So the sequel to, the upgraded version of DALL-E is now available. It's still in a beta form, so you can't just go and get access to this project. That said, they have been accepting requests from people. Some people have been allowed in, and nobody, you brought up the image of the porcupine that it looks like the Statue of Liberty. It's holding, I don't know if it's got a light aloft or whatever, but it's got like quills on its back and it's smiling. It's a really great looking image. There was a listener of this show, a supporter of Free Talk Live, I think, Dr. Matt Barney, I believe is his name, on the web, and he apparently has access to this DALL-E 2 generator. So he's just
awesome.
He's just been fooling around with it and trying things out. But as we're going to learn here, there are restrictions. You can't just put in any text prompt that you want. There's certain things that they don't want you to make.
Such as?
Well, I don't know what that list includes, but it appears to be things like violence or racism and, you know, bad things that they don't want their image generator being utilized for. And it's their image generator, so
sure,
obviously they can set the rules. But for a company that calls itself OpenAI, I find them to be quite lacking. That's not to say that I want to go there and generate images like that, but I think that people should be able to. I don't think that there's anything inherently wrong with people trying to do things that are creative in ways that other people would find to be detestable. So that's what a lot of the mainstream media coverage, a lot of this coverage focuses on. Eventually, after giving the intro of like, oh, here's this neat technology, here's how cool it is, but there's a dark side. And every one of these companies is limiting and restricting access to this artificial intelligence. So we've yet to actually find, you know, somebody doing this work that's just like, have at it. You know, create whatever you want. We've taken in the whole internet's worth of images, and we're just going to let you make whatever you want. That doesn't exist.
I can't say I blame them for not doing that. I mean, just as you find terrible text on the internet, I'm sure there's terrible images on the internet to equal them.
Absolutely. So this is from Popular Science. They point out here that
I saw an image on the internet one time of Nancy Pelosi coming back from Taiwan.
Horrifying.
Horrific.
DALL-E 2 operates by building associations between billions of online images and their accompanying descriptions. So remember, the other one was like just a few million. And DALL-E Mini, as they say here, was created on a much smaller scale, only about 15 million images from 3 data sets. So that's roughly 27 times smaller than OpenAI's original DALL-E program. So as these things are going through new generations, they're training on even more image data to the point where they get very, very good at recreating the text prompts. And they're saying that's why they're afraid of what people might do with these image generators.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Former President Donald Trump says the FBI searched his Florida estate. He confirmed the search in a post to his social media platform that he characterized as a raid, adding that it wasn't necessary or appropriate. The FBI declined to comment on the search. Sources have told multiple news outlets that the search is in relation to documents that Trump took with him to Mar-a-Lago, which he was supposed to leave in Washington. President Biden and First Lady Jill spent Monday in eastern Kentucky surveying the damage from devastating storms that caused the worst flooding in the Commonwealth's history.
An American citizen, we never give up, we never stop, we never bow, we never bend, we just go forward.
At least 37 people have died. Federal disaster assistance has been expanded. Mixed results on Wall Street, the Dow added 29 points. This is USA Radio News. The wife, father, and son who chased and killed a black jogger in a Brunswick, Georgia neighborhood each received a life sentence for committing federal hate crimes. 36-year-old Travis McMichael and his father, 66-year-old Greg McMichael, already received similar sentences on the state level for Ahmaud Arbery's murder. The man who recorded the February 2020 incident, 52-year-old William Roddy Bryan, was sentenced to 35 years. The biggest weapons package to date is being sent to Ukraine. $1 billion worth of rockets, ammo, and other materials from Defense Department stockpiles will go to strengthening the under siege country as it pushes back against Russian troops. The war has just reached the half-year mark. Grammy superstar Olivia Newton-John has died. She reigned on the pop, country, adult, and dance charts and captured the hearts of people who saw her as Sandy in the movie Grease. She lost her battle with cancer at age 73. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Here we're talking about artificial intelligence, art generation, and the controversy around these, which is that there's restrictions on what you can use these things for. There's certain things that the companies that are making these generators don't want their machine art generators to be utilized for, and I want to get into that a little bit here. But first, I do want to tell you about bullionmax.com/FTL. That is where you can go to get special employee pricing on bullionmax.com Silver Starter Kit. You know, inflation is just going crazy, and the government numbers aren't even accurate to what it's really all about. The U.S. dollar is continuing to weaken, and so, of course, savvy investors are diversifying into gold and silver. And now you can, too, with bullionmax.com. They're a direct-to-consumer precious metals retailer, and they can help you get into gold and silver. It is security for your family in times of crisis. You can buy direct from bullionmax.com without talking to a salesperson, and your precious metals will ship fully insured directly to your home, fast and easy. And we've got a special offer for you. You just go to bullionmax.com/FTL, and you get their Silver Starter Kit, which includes a 2022 Silver American Eagle, Buffalo Round, Buffalo Silver Bar, and more. It's limited only to one per household. And you can get yours now at employee pricing at bullionmax.com/FTL. We found out about Bullion Max when we actually interviewed Ron Paul a few months ago because he's their new spokesperson, which
Oh, nice. Wow.
And you got Ron Paul on board? All right, how do we get on board with these guys? So bullionmax.com/FTL. If you never gotten into silver before, if you're ready to get some silver from somebody different, check out bullionmax.com/FTL. And gold, too. They got that as well. I believe they also have gold backs at bullionmax.com/FTL. All right, so we're talking about the DALL-E image generator, and this is just one of various different artificial intelligence image generators out there. There's another one out there called Midjourney, and this one is actually really interesting. Bonnie was getting into it recently because you can go and use Midjourney, which is very, very, you know, much more advanced than the DALL-E Mini generator that we've been talking about. Anyone can use DALL-E Mini over at crayon.com, crayon.com. Midjourney, I'll have to look up their website. I think it's just midjourney.ai. Nope, that's not it. Oh, do we have internet still? We do. Okay, that's good. My internet just went down on the laptop, and
Does actually seem to be a thunderstorm here, and that's, like, rare for New Hampshire. Often when they say thunderstorm, they just mean, you know, it's going to rain pretty hard for a few minutes, and that's mostly what they mean here, but...
Okay, yeah, I think the issue was that my laptop was on the Starlink connection, which, as cool as Starlink is, it cannot survive a thunderstorm. It will not give you internet during serious inclement weather, which has always been a problem with satellite network technologies. So anyway, the other
it's
one
fairly
is,
inclement, judging by the cameras as well.
So the other one is called Midjourney, and like DALL-E, it had been restricted in beta mode only. That you could only get an invite if you were lucky, and they'd let you in, and then you could mess with it. But within the last few weeks, they opened it up to anybody. So anybody that basically anybody that has a Discord account, which is a weird thing about it, you have to use Discord to use the Midjourney robot. But if you go to midjourney.com, they'll just let you sign right in, and they give you 25 free image generations, and they want you to pay for it after that, and there's a plan for like $10 a month or whatever. But if you find this as entertaining as we have done, you may find this worth the $10 a month, and there's higher tiers as well that give you basically unlimited image generation. But it's a pretty cool thing, and the quality of this is just getting better and better, and it's getting better quickly.
I would like it if I could choose to have like a private conversation with the bot, because if the image is a dud, because that happens when I'm using my crayon, I come up with something I think is going to be great, and then it just spits out this generic, boring image. I'm like, okay, well, that's a dud. I wouldn't want, you know, that to be publicly available, that, hey, look, Arya came up with this really bad idea, and it happened to suck.
Well, that's actually the thing that I love the most about Midjourney, is that because I don't care for Discord. I think Discord is, you know, an awful centralized chat service.
Well, they kicked us off quite a while ago.
Yeah, they killed our channel, didn't they?
They killed our quote-unquote server there. But, you know, we knew that was going to probably happen at some point.
Hmm. Yeah, there was one irate ginger or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. but the thing that I really like about the Midjourney compared to the other ones is everything is public on that server. So whatever you send, even if you send it a private message, it still spits your image out publicly. So and the thing that's really useful for that is you get to see what everybody else is generating, and so you get to see all of these really cool pieces of art and see exactly the words that those people used. Because one of the things you'll find out with the...
That's the joy of open source.
Yes.
Because that's effectively what open source is.
Now, I don't know if Midjourney itself is open source, but the results show you how they were those images were generated. And that's really cool, because if you go on to social media and you search for DALL-E 2 or search for Midjourney or any of these keywords to see what people are making on social media, most of these quote-unquote artists keep their prompts, their text, what they fed the machine, they keep it secret.
Why? That's the best part.
They don't want you to know.
They don't want you to copy their art.
Okay, you snowflakes, man.
Yeah.
Go out there and draw it yourself then.
Right. They can't do that, right?
So well, then it's not yours to claim any sort of pride in.
That's what they're doing. They're keeping that private. And so you go to the Midjourney server, and it's all out there in the open. No one can hide what their prompts are. And so that actually is cool because it actually can help inspire you. You can say, oh, well, I didn't know I could say that. Or
yeah, like the gerbil wearing a sombrero attacking Tokyo thing. I would have come up with that, but not right. But it's giving me all sorts of ideas I'm going to have fun with. Yeah,
exactly. So I recommend that one. That one, from what I've seen so far, has been my favorite. But back to the story here about the concerns that some people have over this. This company, OpenAI, is worried that somebody's going to use this technology in some sort of negative fashion. And let's see. So there's a gentleman here that was interviewed by Popular Science. His name is Shimon Gosmajumder, and he says he can see this kind of technology going through a few different phases under the public eye. First, people are curious about the capacity that the program might have. There's wonder and learning as people explore the complexity of what they can create, as has already been shown online. Then the second phase is more of a transition from pure entertainment to people understanding the value of what they can produce. He says you can generate rudimentary illustrations for a particular purpose, and you can understand the current state of the technology better, so you can then start to make plans for how you want to use more advanced versions of this in the future. Looking forward, he imagines the third phase of these technologies being perceived to be how they lay the foundation for even more advanced innovations in the future, like high-quality synthetic videos. And we've already talked about deepfakes here on Free Talk Live in the last couple of years. But as these innovations get better, the risk of dangerous and misleading images increases. Right now, he says, the DALL-E Mini images are low-quality enough that users know they're AI-generated and not an actual picture taken of, say, a bottle of ranch testifying in court. But when it becomes more difficult to identify whether something was made on an AI platform versus captured in the non-digital world, it will be easier for people to create images that feed into misinformation campaigns online. He says it won't just be an impressionistic version of Tupac or Darth Vader that people can create. Instead, it's going to be like, wow, this looks like a real person doing something. I could create an image of a politician doing something that they never did, and eventually create an entire storyline.
Like caring about somebody poor.
And using that to disseminate information.
Isn't it cute that they think they can keep this Pandora's box closed?
It is, isn't it?
They're like, hey, if we can somehow keep them. No, dudes, all of that stuff you just said is going to happen. Just open the box and let it happen.
You might as well.
You're not going to stop someone from having Joe Biden and Putin engaging in a secret love affair. You're not going to stop people from creating it.
You might as well. I mean, why are you trying to protect politicians anyway?
Good point. They're not going to protect you.
Yeah, that's a good point. I wonder what kind of regulations they're going to be cooking up for these bots in the future. The number is 603-283-6160. But for now, the technology is being developed, and there are some public portals into these. And it is really interesting to experiment with. So I recommend, if it sounds interesting to you, you ought to dig into this technology because it's pretty neat as it stands, even with whatever the restrictions are that they have. And we'll continue here in a moment. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us on Free Talk.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
And you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight is Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria. We're talking about the technology of artificial intelligence image generation that the people creating are really worried that people are going to use this for naughty purposes. Like making pictures of politicians doing things that they never actually did.
Allegedly, maybe they did actually do them, and now the AI is actually generating art. He's just crawling the web and finding these secret images of Joe Biden and his love child with Vladimir Putin or whatever.
So we can get deeper into that here, but your calls and thoughts are welcome.
I don't know about the biology behind that, but that'd be a messed up kid.
We're going to go to your phone. Well, apparently his real kid's pretty messed up, as is Hunter Biden.
Yeah, but isn't his daughter like the one that he had with the supermodel or whatever? Is she like super hot?
Joe Biden?
No.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know.
He's got like a super hot daughter, I thought.
It may very well be true. We're going to go back to your phone calls, but I do want to say thanks to Kristen E., who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program, amps.freetalklive.com. You can sign up there, and Kristen is doing it for as little as $5 a month. We definitely appreciate the support, and you can do that as well, amps.freetalklive.com. Plus, don't forget that our very own Mark Edge is going to be going to a conference coming up in October. It's October 21st through the 23rd called the Free Cities Foundation's annual conference, Liberty in Our Lifetime. You can go there and join Mark. He's going to be speaking at the conference, which will be covering parallel structures for progress. They're going to showcase autonomous cities and intentional communities springing up around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. You can follow the conference on Twitter at handle @LibertyIOL. They'll even let you buy your ticket in Bitcoin, but you do have to drop them a direct message for instructions on that. Go to LifetimeLiberty.com, use code FTL20, and you'll save 20% on the convention, which is October 21st through the 23rd in Prague. LifetimeLiberty.com, code FTL20. Let's talk to Jeff. He's in Tennessee. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
First, I want to say it didn't take AI to create an image of Joe Biden doing things he shouldn't do. Plenty of people out there have plenty of free time to do that for it than just picture and paper.
Yeah, I agree with you. I put in to Crayon here tonight, Joe Biden touching children, and I got to say that it's nowhere near as bad as the real pictures of Joe Biden touching children. I mean, that is super good. The real imagery of that and stuff is very, very creepy.
JoeBiden.info, if you don't believe
is that
check
still
it out
up?
For yourself. It was up last week.
Yeah, well, let's make sure it's still there. It is still there. Okay, go ahead,
and
Jeff.
I mean, it's got videos as well. It's not just creepy pictures. Like, he's legitimately creepy when it comes to kids.
Yeah, and JoeBiden.info has those videos. You can see them for yourself.
He's a nipple tweaker.
What else, Jeff?
So I've been listening to you guys for a good while, now, a couple years. And,
thank you.
You know, I keep hearing the New Hampshire and the free cities on it. But I tell you, I'm interested in it, and I think it'd be a great move for me and my family to get up in there and join the movement. But I'm afraid to Google it. I have a previous employment position with the government, and it's one of those kind of things where they kind of are still looking at me, watching me do it, and see what I'm doing, what I'm saying, that kind of stuff. And I'd rather not Google it because of that, because I know what they're capable of, I've done what they're capable of, seen what they're capable of, and it's frightening. So I'd rather, I want to be able to look it up and get more information about it, but how do I do that without going to Google?
Well, I would just say go to freestateproject.org or fsp.org, and you can go to their official website there, and there's a calendar of events. If you can come on up, bring your wife up to New Hampshire for a vacation and go to that calendar and then go visit around with some of the things that are going on, get a real feel for what some of the people are like here, that'd probably be the best thing you could do.
Yeah, what is it that you want to Google that you're scared of the government learning? They're aware of the Free State Project.
Oh, yeah, they know we're here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know they know you're there, but I also know that they're afraid of who all is going to be trying to join. You know what I mean? Like coming, who all they're losing, that kind of stuff. And I don't know. Government, you guys know, you've seen it, you've experienced it. They're shady and they're frightening kind of people.
There are better search engines out there. A lot of people have said good things about the Brave search engine. Brave Browser is sort of known as like a privacy-friendly browser. I've been using their search recently. I've changed because, you know, on browsers you can change the default search from Google to something else, and so I followed the steps to change that to the Brave search. It's not as good as Google, honestly.
How could it be?
But most of the time, it gets you what you're looking for, and every now and then I'll still go over to Google and like, all right, if I'm looking for news, it doesn't do near as good with breaking news as Google does.
Yeah.
For your purposes, just to research a thing, I think it would work fine. And I think their website is search.brave.com. That's one of them. There was somebody else promoting one recently, and I'm sorry, I don't remember. What about you guys? Do you have a favorite alternative?
No, I use usually Brave or DuckDuckGo or something.
Well, I would like...
Go ahead.
Well, I would like to use other, you know, search engines and stuff like that, but at the moment, I'm sort of limited, and if I want to search something, I pretty much have to, it has to be related to certain topics, first of all, and then it has to be done through Google.
That's right. Our restrictions are so different. I'm restricted in so many ways that you are not, and you're restricted in ways that that I'm not on these bail conditions. It's nuts. Jeff, your mileage may vary, but, I mean, the best thing to do is to just go to fsp.org, and that's the Free State Project's official website, and just come on up and see it for yourself. I think that probably is the thing to do.
All right. I'll do it. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, there's a great, there are two great festivals each summer up here. That's the best time to check it out. If you want to meet the people, you want to see what New Hampshire's all about. And got to remember, of course, New Hampshire isn't the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
No, and that's why I say, you know, come on. I mean, go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival if you have the time, and it's a week-long event, and there's some travel involved, and it's a long commitment. But if you've got a weekend free and you can come up here, any old weekend, there's stuff going on in New Hampshire.
Yep.
Any weekday these days, there's stuff going on all across, you know, southern New Hampshire in a bunch of different locations. So check out the Free State Project calendar at fsp.org. They've got it there. The number here is 603-283-6160. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, God.
Yes. You know something? We have this really poorly designed bridge over the I-40.
Where did you get a bridge?
Well, I mean, it was there probably forever. So there's a two and a half feet sidewalk on one side, and the sidewalk starts on the other side, and it ends, it switches from one side. I mean, it's just completely absurd, and I've been trying to work. I'm trying to, you know,
I don't believe that at all.
By work, she means she's calling politicians and complaining. Is that what you mean by work?
Yeah, I have been digging it up.
You sure as hell aren't going out there with a jackhammer and tearing up the sidewalk and laying down new cement, right?
No, I'm not doing that.
Well, it sounds like that would be more effective.
Clueless.
What's that, Sarah?
Everybody's clueless. And I've talked to the handicapped. They cannot fit a handicapped wheelchair. But nobody complains in this dumb place.
Well, then there's no problem, right?
Well, nobody cares. Nobody cares. The car comes up to them. One guy, when he walks the dog, he has to put him over his shoulder like he's carrying a pig, like a hog, or the dog won't even walk because the cars get right up close.
Sounds like he needs to train his dog better. I walk mine along the highway. I live on a major highway, and I walk my dog out there all the time, and she's totally fine.
What do you want them to do? Tear down the entire bridge and rebuild a whole new bridge? Well, I mean, what's your solution here?
Well, they have to, and then keep the bridge, sidewalk on one side. It goes on one side, and then the next side is on the other side, and the sidewalk goes on to the other side.
Yeah, what does that mean?
What the hell did you just say? Say that again, please. This time it's 90% less stroke.
Saying it again isn't going to help.
No, but you guys have to bring this up. If you could get a picture.
I don't know what to bring up.
I don't know. I'm so frustrated.
What do you mean we have to bring it up? We don't live there.
What you just said has more sides than a Dungeons and Dragons dice, Sarah. That was insane.
But, I mean, I have to take pictures of this bridge and show it to you. That the sidewalk.
You can't. You don't have an internet device. How are you going to show us pictures? What are you going to do? Take a film camera?
She's going to mail this.
Mail
on the city bus to New Hampshire with it.
I got the camera on the phone, and somehow I put it on the.
Wait a minute. You have a camera on your phone?
Yeah, I got it comes with a cell phone, and somehow I can print it out.
Does that mean you're actually, do you have internet access on your phone?
No, I still have a dumb phone.
Oh, you have one of those phones that's just dumb enough to where it can't have internet access, but smart enough to where it has its own camera.
Okay, like an Obama phone.
So you're stuck in the year 2000, basically. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. Out of time. But we'll be back tomorrow. You can join us between now and then over at freetalklive.com. By the way, the Midjourney URL, which I didn't have earlier, for those of you who want to check that one out, it's midjourney.com. We already have people in our chat room saying they're having fun with the Dolly mini generators, so enjoy that. We'll see you tomorrow night. freetalklive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.